This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 457 for property ID 108147050. The property is owned by Gregory A. Bosaz and Daisy M. Bosaz. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions, but I'm not sure.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 458 for property ID 379-11417. The property is owned by Gregory Bosaz and Daisy Bosaz. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 324 for property ID 140664000. The property is owned by Joshua Hogan and Thomas Hogan. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Joshua Hogan present as the representative for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do, yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, great. So you do have all the documentation I sent in? Like, okay.
Yep. Yes, we do.
So my complaint lies in the fact that the assessor is using Camas Homes to assess my property, and in my comparable sales worksheet, I sent in homes that are in my neighborhood. So for example, you know, comp 1, 2, and 3 are all Washougal addresses, relatively close to me. I live off of Hughes Road, so that's comparable 1, account 14131800. Now, each of these homes are close in size as far as land and, you know, square footage and year built. I mean, they have a little bit of difference here and there, but these are, in my opinion, in my neighborhood and of like property. Whereas with the assessor, there's only one home on their sales grid of comparable sales, which is sale number 2, which is in Washougal, which is actually in town. But this house is 1,000 square feet bigger. It's got 3 more acres. And it's a little bit newer than mine. I guess that's about the same. I just feel like, given that that's the only house even in Washougal, that's might be close to mine. But the other 3 homes, sale 1, 3, and 4, are all Camas addresses, which I don't know how familiar you are with the area, but they're 2 totally different cities, and the home values between the 2 cities there's a significant difference. And I think that's reflected in these sale prices as well. So I don't feel that.
Uh-oh, we lost you.
Yeah, I think that internet.
Did my internet give out?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Now.
I hope you guys caught all that.
Yes, we did, except for the last sentence.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough then.
Let's see. Tell us about now. Which comps? Didn't you have two sets of comps in here?
I believe I sent the. Well, I did send in an initial appeal, but I used the wrong year. So when I first saw the value, I guess I was using 2022 sales rather than 2021. So the second sales worksheet that I sent in contains three homes with sales in December, April, and in September of 2021. I can give you those account numbers if you like. Property ID numbers.
So the second set is starts with comparable 1-14-13-18-000.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Are you in Bear Prairie?
I'm just below Bear Prairie.
Okay.
I'm off of Hughes.
I think we saw some of your neighbors yesterday.
I bet you did.
I don't have any further questions. I have enough to make a decision.
Okay. Is your basement, is that finished basement?
It is, yes.
Finished in the same fashion as the upper level?
Yes, close enough. I mean, it doesn't have... Yes, it is finished, yes.
Okay, let's... I lost him again. Here we go. Okay, now are all these in here, are these all in your neighborhood?
They're all very close. You know, Washougal River Road, so Comp 3 and Comp 1 off Hughes Road. I mean, that's right around the corner, literally, within, you know, 2 or 3 miles. And Southeast 10th Street, Comp 2. It's nearby. As the assessor stated, it was difficult to get a number of sales within the area. These are far and away the closest ones to where I live.
Okay.
So are you in a neighborhood, like an HOA neighborhood, or are you just on an individual site?
There's a handful of properties back here. We have a small fee that we pay for snow removal. So there is an association, but it's, you know, $200 a year to assist okay. with road and snow removal.
Is it gated or is it? Not gated with a privacy
gate. There was a gate, but there currently is not one, no.
Okay. I don't have any other questions on it.
No, I don't either.
Okay. I have no more questions. I think we have the picture.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for hearing
thank
me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Close the hearing.
Okay. This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 465 for property ID 140690000. The property is owned by Michelle S. Horton and Michelle Horton under trustees. Is it Michael or also Michelle for?
Yes, I'm going to correct that. Michael, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L, S. Horton, is my husband. However, he is now deceased. Okay, so it should be under Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E.
Okay, perfect. All right, board members present by video conference for this hearing are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Michelle Horton present over video chat for the appellant. So, Michelle, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. Good morning to everyone. I have done this before, and I think I've seen each of you before. So I originally sent in some information, so I'm going to ask that you look on the bottom to see if you have the petition that is signed on the 18th of October.
Yes.
Okay, great. I had done it originally, and then I decided, okay, you know, I mean, I know this is an unusual and crazy year. Everything was up beyond. So I changed my numbers and brought them up a little more. So, yeah, I'm just probably going to read off similar to what I've sent to you. I had a big increase. I mean, mine was at 26.9%. And I know it was an unusual year, but I do find 27% increase in my total value. To me, that's just, I don't know of anything else in my life that's gone up 27%. Everything else has basically gone down in my life. But, you know, that's all right. That's what we're looking at. You know, and I pulled up all my previous values and tax assessments, and sure, they go up 3.5 or they go up 5%. I believe Clark County went up 18.7 was the average. Is that something anyone could verify to me?
Actually, 21% is what the assessor.
The assessor came up with 21. I think the statistics developed by the Real Estate Association, I think, is around that 18-19%.
Okay.
But that's close. It's somewhere between 18-21%.
Okay, so, you know, I figured, all right, well, you know, I have to follow it within there someplace, so I said, okay, I'll go around 20%. Guess that's fair. I still find 27% to be on the high end, particularly where my home is. I'm in the far eastern end of Clark County, about a mile and a half away from Skamania County. So I am off in the boonies. It is a lovely neighborhood, I will admit, but gosh, you know, it takes a long time to get into town, to get to services, to expect that I'm going to have all that the county offers. Okay, so I did put three comps in. Of course, I'm looking for the lowest one I can find, and I did find a fantastic one on Wood Drive. And I also want to make sure I'm understanding. I received my notice of value on 6/9/22. I am looking at prices of homes that had sold within a year of that, plus or, you know, or minus. So I'm looking behind 2022, right? Those the year before.
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure I was on the right page. All right, so I did find this one on Wood. Fantastic one. And for my case, you'll see that it sold for a great price of $633,000. It's an excellent comp, I think, for my house. It's got the 5.4 acres. It's built almost the same year as mine. If you go across, it's built 1 year newer. it's average construction. I did look, you know, very carefully at this home, and I found that one to be actually one of the closest in pictures to what I have. It's a nice home. It's been well managed and cared for. All right. So I guess I'll move to the second house that I have presented. This is a home approximately a mile from my house off of Boring Road, if you know, are aware of that. I've used this house before. It seems to sell frequently. It's a nice home. It sold for $875,005. It was 4 months before the beginning of 2022. It's an excellent comp. It's on 5 acres. It's very similar. Same year mine is built. It's good plus construction. I know they have some purpose buildings there too. So I feel that's a very good comp. And then my next comp, number three, this is actually a home in my neighborhood. And it was for sale for quite a long time. And then it sold. See, it sold for $950. So I'm trying to be quite fair in what I'm pulling up here. Again, it's on 5.14 acres. I have five. It's built in 2005, a year newer than mine. It's average condition. You know, I'm never completely sure on these construction quality grades. I don't know. You know, I have a lot of things in my house that are starting to come apart, and I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, it's similar. It's bigger than my house. They have sheds and things. So I'm kind of somewhat familiar with the home. It's a very nice home. I would have added another one because I found another very good comp, but I, due to simplicity for your, my sake and your sake, I did not. However, I did notice that the assessor used, I think, five. When they sent me their comps, they did use two of mine. They used the last two, one that was the one that sold for $875,500 and one for $950,000. The other comps that they used, I didn't think they were comps. They really didn't match, you know, the 5 acres, the approximately 3,000 square feet, the age of the house. So I didn't really feel that the assessor's was completely fair. If you wanted to, I could give you one more house that I think is, you know, it sold in 2022. And it was also a good comp, but I guess I don't think I sent it to you, so I don't know that you want to accept that or not. Would you want the number just to look it up to see it as a comp?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So, yes, I'm aware that, yeah, everything went wild and, you know, prices went up and everything, but I don't realize that until I sell my property. I'm still cutting all the same grass. It's still my house. It's the same thing. Now, I haven't made major improvements.
I noticed they have a picture of your barn on here. Is that a newer barn or an older barn?
No,
and
does
it
have an older barn? Older barn.
No living space above it or anything like that.
I can't live in the barn when it's 20 degrees outside. It's 20 degrees in the
barn.
Well,
I couldn't tell, but just because it's, you know, high pitched and there's windows.
It is a nice barn, admittedly. Okay. Okay. I like it very much, but I can't live in it, and it only has a spigot for water, and that's it.
Okay.
So it's a great place to put the truck.
Okay.
Or a lawn horse. Yes, it is nice, but, yeah, it's not livable. Okay. So, you know, I just feel, and I also, you know, you'll see in the piece of paper that I sent directed to you, I checked on 5-acre lots. I tried to find things reasonably close to me, and, you know, I found a range of $270,000 to $300,000 for 5 acres. There was also one right here in my neighborhood listed for $300,000, as far as I'm aware, and I did try to look. It has not sold. So I think I'm within a range there. I'll tell you, to be honest, I did go on to Zillow last night, and I was pretty surprised, actually. Things are, you know, I know they're going up and up. But I'm going back to the time of 2022 and before. So...
Yep.
You know, that's what I can say to you. I propose a structure from my home of $614,000. That was adding a 20% increase from what it was previously. And also, what did I put for land? The land at $290,000. I thought that was an average of very good lots that I found. So I just don't feel like I'm unreasonable. Yes, I know everything's gone up crazy, but I if I don't stand up and say something, then I'm just, you know, accepting whatever the assessor puts down. And I didn't agree completely with his comps.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. I don't have any questions on it.
Yeah, I've got it. Thanks.
You've got it? That's it? Okay.
Yep.
This is kind of fun, but I sort of like coming to the office. It was more fun.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your attention, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves two properties. The first is petition number 454 for property ID 142-886-000. The second is case number 455 for property ID 142-885-000. Both properties are owned by Robin F. Lown and Jody A. Lown. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Robin Lown and Jody Lown present over video chat for the appellant. You do not both have to speak, but whoever would like to, please raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Yes.
Raise your right hand.
Are you asking us to be sworn in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
We presented all kinds of evidence. Did you?
Well, I guess we want to make sure that you have. There was a lot of documents we presented from when the house was inspected. There were tons of things wrong with it. We barely were able to, if we hadn't had the $100,000 down, I don't think the bank would have financed it because there were so many things wrong. It was sold as is. So the state of the house has not changed. Everything that was wrong with it still is. And I can only say that our neighbors, we live in a very nice neighborhood, but it was one of the oldest properties. I think it was probably maybe the first house built there. It's not in comparison to our neighbors. And in fact, my neighbors, I was on a walk with a couple of them and they were asking, because I mentioned this meeting, and I said, we don't believe our house is worth as much as they say it is. And they said, well, what do they say it's worth? And they laughed. They went, well, that's more than what our house is assessed at. And so I don't know what went through the assessor's mind when he came, or if he comes and looks at our house, but he hasn't seen the inside. And it's, I don't know how he could come up with that amount. It was assessed, I think, at what, $450,000?
$470,000.
When we bought it. Yeah, and property around there has not, I mean, granted, some of those houses have sold for a lot more, but you should see those houses in comparison to ours. There's just no comparison. So not to belabor the point, I'll just move on. Robin, did you have anything you wanted to say?
No.
There's just, we think that we've tried to show you what our house is in comparison to other properties, but we failed to do, I mean, it just got so voluminous. We could have taken a picture of our neighbor's homes to show you the difference, but I don't know if that would have helped more. It seems like the assessor and you should be able to look at that neighborhood and see what's going on. Anyway, if you have suggestions for us, we welcome them because we think this is very unfair at this point.
Now, look, the one property has your house on it, and what kind of improvements are on the other property?
It's just,
is that a barn or something?
It's a barn, but we do not understand because they're limited 5 acres for that area to build, and you had to have the 5 acres to build that house and the barn.
Right, right.
Should we move to join them? Does that make a difference in the assessment?
I'm not sure if it would or not. Let's see, the one is how many acres? It's got 1 acre on the house, and then how much is the other one?
Four.
Four, yeah.
One thing that would help, the information you provided was from 2017, which is pretty dated at this point. So if you had bids from contractors to make some of these repairs, that would help us in being able to make an adjustment.
Well, we had bids a while back, and they were astronomical. It was, you know, you're talking about all the window replacement, their old metal sliding windows. It was, I mean, we've heard it's not official bids for ours. When we first moved in, we got several, and it was, we tried to present those, and then we found out that it was being sold as is. But you're talking about, I can't even remember how much it was. At that time, much more reasonable, but it was like, for the landscaping and back, it was like $20,000 or something to get that hill reduced. And
yeah, we're talking about improvements to the house. The county, the assessor's office doesn't look at landscaping and they don't look at driveway. Oh.
It was a drainage thing. It was a drainage thing.
Okay.
It wasn't just for cosmetic.
That's just a suggestion.
I appreciate that. I'll make note of that. But should we not be successful this time, we're really optimistic that we will be heard.
The two properties together are valued at $744,952. How did you come up with your numbers?
Well, looking at what we paid for the place, we barely were able to get it approved for purchase at $450,000 in what, Robin? 2018. That, and the fact that it needed so much work, and had we not had the finances to purchase it, I'm fairly confident the bank would not have loaned us that money because of the condition of the house. We had lots of big plans, but finances haven't allowed us to do the improvements that the inspector said needed to be done. It still has the original appliances. It was built in 1970, except I think a red flag from the inspector's report would be that they made a big deal out of a new dishwasher, that a new dishwasher had been added. I'm still have the original oven in that place that won't self-clean or anything, and the generator needs replacing. I mean, it's all outdated, and I don't know how to emphasize that this house is not, we could not possibly sell it for $750,000.
Did you appeal this last year?
We did not. We kind of let the date go by. We should have.
We appealed it on the first year we had the house because we had an appraisal when we bought the house. We appealed it. They had raised, the county assessor had raised the tax like $60,000. And we appealed it. They looked at the appraisal. They reduced it back down to what it was. And then the next year, they just raised it back up. So, you know.
And we neglected to.
Now, this last year, they raised it over 30%. I mean, I was looking at the year before, 2021 to 2022, they raised it 33%. And I think that's quite high. Quite high. 33% increase in appraised value, or market value, I guess they go by.
And then the house, you know, one of the properties near us, they actually reduced the the selling price. I mean, prices are not staying as high as they were. I think that that's also relevant, but we're just appealing. We're asking for help because this is crazy. Taxes on that amount of money, we would, I mean, if it was worth that, I guess.
Well, what you'd need to do is get some bids for the work done and then go into the assessor's office and say, look, here's all the things that need to be done. This house is not in tip-top condition. Show them the pictures that you've shown to us and see if they'll make any adjustment. If not, then you come back and appeal next year and you have up-to-date bids, which you can get online from Home Depot or whoever, along with your pictures. I wouldn't submit anything more from 2017 unless you want to get pay for a new appraisal. And then you could submit that.
So
my position would be we're under oath. We're sworn that all those things still need to be done. There's a valid report from that year that we did get the roof replaced because that was crucial.
That's a replacement, not an improvement.
So if we're swearing that
But how do we put a value on it? How do we put a value on it? Do we just pick a number or we have to have something?
Start with what we paid for it. You know, that's a value that was, you know, determined at the time. You know,
and
considered high. You go last year and say, hey, this is the value last year, but is a 33% increase valid?
Okay.
And what you're saying right now is, as far as getting bids and everything, doesn't do us any good this year. If we want to appeal again next year, we can do that. But we're done for this year. Is that what you're saying?
I feel that we made a pretty good argument to you. I mean, the assessor comes out with a document, and you can't go back down to the assessor's office and go, wait a minute. This is the process that they're given to us for appealing that amount that the assessor gave. So we feel that we should be on track to get this fixed now, not needing next year.
Yeah, I understand.
That seems to be, to me, is the assessor is presumed to be correct, and it's our job to... it's like going in front of the IRS. You know, you're guilty till you prove yourself innocent.
That just doesn't seem right. Yeah, that's the law. And it's not fair, but it's the law.
Just a quick administrative note for you folks. So this is the appeals process. You're correct in that they sent you to us to appeal. This is only good for the year that's being appealed. It doesn't impact the basis for ongoing years or for future years. There's something you can talk to the assessor's office about. It's called a manifest error, and I would use that term. That is more with the actual property itself. So this is, it's still a valid appeal. You guys are appealing just fine. But as far as a lasting impact, I would definitely reach out to them and talk to them about that. What Lisa and Dan and John were saying as far as showing the photos.
Do you think that, as suggested by, I'm sorry, I forgot her name already, but that when we go in there, we need to bring in us bids?
I don't know what they'll need from you. Sometimes they can come out and take a look at the home itself, but I don't know how often they really do that. But I would certainly start by reaching out to them with the inspection report that you have and just start a dialogue with them and see what else they might like you to provide them with.
Okay. And that would be at the assessor's office.
Yeah. So down in the joint lobby, second floor in the building you're in.
We're hoping that we don't end up having
to do that today.
You guys...
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions on it. I think you've pretty well covered it, and that's all.
Yep, I'm good. All right.
I have a question.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, is the Board of Equalization always three members?
So we have three
generally,
members.
We have other members that are alternate members, but generally we hold the hearings with three. We have, by law, we have to have at least two, and we always have three sitting members that hear the hearings. And if someone can't make it, then we pull in one of the alternates to come in.
Just saw yesterday that Clark County is recruiting for people to be on the Board of Equalization. So it sounds like it's a voluntary thing, or nearly a voluntary thing. So thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days. Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 453 for property ID 228-18000. The property is owned by Tony Muller. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Tony Muller present over video chat for the appellant. So Tony, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
So I got a statement saying that the house was valued at a certain amount, and I just felt that that was overvalued, and considering the houses that are around me in the neighborhood that I live in, there's... Yeah. I feel that the house is not valued at $100,000 or whatever that amount was.
And you couldn't find any comparable properties that sold around you that to compare your house to?
There's some like in the $400,000 range, like $420,000. But none that are at $500,000.
Well, you have the comparable properties page in your report, but you didn't fill anything out in there, so we can't know what you put. We can only evaluate what you give us in terms of how we prove that. Number is
you guys have records of the housing prices that what they sell for and stuff like that. I mean, all I have is like Zillow that tells me what houses sold for.
You can go on the county website on the GIS system.
Okay. I mean, I pick up the flyers when I see a house and stuff like that. I pay attention to the houses that sell, and I just think that the houses.
You have to find houses that are sold. Can you show that how to get to that page?
Sure.
You know? And then you have to submit that with your petition. We don't do the research. That's up to you as the appellant to do the research and submit it. And you did attach the page. You just didn't fill it out. Okay. I think Michelle's going to put it up on the screen so you can see it.
If you go to the Clark County website,
okay.
So you can find us right here under Departments for Board of Equalization. We've got a comparable sales worksheet. It's in the petition form as well, but it is available here. If you want like a different format, we've got PDF, Word, and Excel. It's this one right here, the comparable sales grid. And the way you find those on the main county website, just this homepage, under Find It Fast, there's a Property Information Center. And you can look your property. It won't look quite like this. This is internal, but you can look your property up and, like, there's a page here. I know this is a lot at once, but basically, if you can get to the Property Information Center and look property up, there's a sales search here, and you can mess with these settings to find sales. You do have to confirm that the sales are correct. Like, some of these will be like an estate sale, so not all of them will work, but what they're talking about is you look for ones that are good market representations of your property.
So how do you confirm if it's a good source or not? Just by it's not an estate sale?
You can talk to the assessor's office. They can give you more information on what to look for. But the way something's sold will be listed, there's like a code for it. And so there'll be, each one will have a note that's a code like this.
But estate sales are not very common.
Okay.
Those don't come up a lot.
Okay, so what's required for me to do then is to go to the website, use this property information center and find houses that have been sold in my neighborhood or houses like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It won't, but this year's appeal, because we're already holding the hearing, but it would help you next year. Or if you want to appeal to the state, you'll have that opportunity, and then you could do the research before you have that hearing.
Mm-hmm. And then that page, the page that you submitted, that looks like this. But it's, you have to fill that out. You put your property characteristics and then the characteristics of that property on here, the comparison property. And it's only properties that have sold within the last 12 months prior to the assessment date. So this was January 1 of 22, so you would look at all sales that were in 2021 that are comparable to yours. You would look for location, meaning in your neighborhood, and then size, square footage,
so that's
and as close
be,
as you can yeah. get on your street.
So that's going to be quite a bit of work for me. How do you guys come up with how do you guys determine to say my house is all of a sudden worth $200,000 more in a 3-year period of time?
We don't do anything with the assessments. We are here to listen to your arguments as to why the assessment's wrong. We're totally independent of the assessor's office. They determine those values by using a model and producing a value of your property. Then if you want to appeal that, you would appeal it to us, and then we would review the information that you send us and come up to a conclusion as to whether the assessor has valued yours correctly or not.
Seems really unfortunate. They overinflate the price.
It's the reverse of the American motto that, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. In this case, you're guilty until proven innocent. You have to prove yourself you have to prove to us that the value the assessor set is wrong.
That's the law. It doesn't seem fair.
But no, it does not seem fair at all, actually. I can see why appealing is a process and a lot of people don't do it. Okay, so, well, we're already in the hearing, so I guess this pretty much states that unless I appeal to state, then this is going to be it for this year.
Yeah, and if you do appeal to the state, it's very similar to this. It's a video or online chat with them, and but you have, they will send you information and tell you what you have to present to them. And it's just like having a brand new hearing all over again. But you have to provide all the information to prove that the assessor's number is incorrect so that when they look at it, they can make that determination as to whether the assessor's incorrect. And if the assessor wants to fight your appeal, he has to appear. If he does not appear, you would likely win by default.
I wonder what the percentage is. Like, if I want to appeal and, say, get $50,000 off of it, I wonder what the percentage of the tax is actually, what that number is.
I mean, it's worth a try. It's worth a try if you want to take a little bit of time. Then you'd have some time to look at the website, come up with some comps. Or even in your neighborhood, if you know some things have sold fairly recently, you could just put in their address on the website and get the details, how much they sold for. It's always good to have comps from your immediate neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I did it more or less because it just seemed unfair. But, okay, I guess I have a lot of work to do to try to do that.
Thank you. And if you get, you know, stuck and need some more assistance, you can call the Board of Equalization and they can help walk you through it. Either Michelle or a lady named Allison will help you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 459 for property ID 117901042. The property is owned by Stephen J. Pierce. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 460 for property ID 379-12741. The property is owned by Stephen J. Pierce. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
All right. This is a continuation of the April 5th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves two properties, petition 462 for property ID 208193000 and petition 463 for property ID 201940000, which are both owned by Geraldine Rowe. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, and we have Geraldine Rowe here for the appellant. Please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know that we're independent from the assessor's office, we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Now, do you have the short appeal that I sent in to you 21 days ago?
The typed up information?
Yes, the typed up information. It says property tax appeal on the cover letter, and then it just has a sheet that has some fairly straightforward, quick information, and then I sent maps as well as specific data for each of my comparable sites.
Yep, we have it. Yes.
Okay, so we'll just start with the property, the 1.76 acres, 208193000. And that property is awful hard to find comparable. So I tried to find the closest that I could, and it happens to be a much larger site. But when I look at the relevance of it, even if that particular property that sold for $115,000, even if you said it was 1.76 acres. The value per acre is around $65,000. What I'm requesting is higher than that, but much lower than what the assessor wants to assess the property at. And I mentioned that in my notes. That is the only property that I could even find. There aren't properties in neighborhood 21, even for 5 acres, that's difficult to find. But I've tried to provide enough examples to support my position. So do you have any questions about the 1.76 acre site? And
No, I don't.
No questions.
Is that, okay. Is that on a private road or on a public road? How do you get to it?
How do you get to that particular site?
Yes.
It is close to, let me look at my map here. It is off of the closest streets, because it doesn't have a street avenue, just as my property doesn't have an actual street address, is around 189th Street and 192nd Avenue. There are roads close, but there isn't a specific one, you know, like a driveway right adjacent to the property.
Okay.
It's not landlocked, though.
Okay. That's what I was concerned about, whether or not you had access to it, you know, from a public road or private road or no access. So. Okay.
Right. Now, when I looked at the maps and stuff, the closest that I could find in terms of a public road are the ones that I listed.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Now to talk about the 5 acre parcel, which is 208194000. And, I selected 5 sites that were closest to this property. There is one that's in the same neighborhood, and if you look at sale number 2, it's in neighborhood 21. It is approximately 4 to 5 miles south of where my property is, and it is a sale. And in the documentation that I'd received, they said I could use one for 2022 sale. And so I just used that as an example. It was a sale in 2022. It's a larger parcel. It's 7.4 acres, but it sold for $200,000 in the year following the sales for other properties and for the time period that we're looking at. Now, if you that property now has a residential dwelling on it, so it was a buildable site. And if you looked at it, even though it is 7.4 acres, it does have a creek, but if it were 5 acres buildable, that still is approximately $40,000 per acre. So I just wanted to point that out, because that's the only one where I've ever used a sale outside of the actual year in which I'm generating the data and what we're talking about. So the other ones, the other 4 that I have shown, are all properties about 5 acres. Some of them are exactly 5 acres. Some of them are not. They're fairly close, as I said before, to my particular property, and they majority of them have trees. There's one here that shows it doesn't have trees, but it was logged. Anyway, the little quick sheet that I give lists each of those properties in terms of their per acre value. Now, are there any questions about that? There are a lot more that I could have included. I was really surprised that the Peter Van Nortwick had said about property values continued to increase and low inventory and lots of sales and things like that. So I was surprised that with my exploration on all the county data, how many properties I've found in the 5 acre range that had fairly low prices, much lower than the prices of the assessed value for my property.
Do either of your properties have utilities or anything on them? Water?
No. I didn't do a lot of research on that this time. I have done it in the past.
No, your own properties that
you're my on. Property?
Yeah.
There are... there is access, yes. My property, the 5 acre site is a flat piece of property and there are adjacent homes. So there is electricity that's provided. It does not have a well. It does not have septic.
Okay.
But the properties around it do have wells. And they do have septic, and at one point in time, many years ago, I used to keep up, I had a septic permit, and it had successfully passed, but then the Southwest Washington Health District then decided to use a different process, and they wouldn't renew the permit.
Okay.
There is, I was going to make a comment, but it's for the smaller piece of property about the road easement. There is a road easement on the 5 acre parcel on the eastern end of it, and it accesses three properties that are pretty much to the north and one to the just right adjacent to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Are there any other questions?
I don't have any other questions.
No, okay. I don't have any other questions either.
Now, this year, I didn't include as much data as I have in the past, and my assumption was that since I've appealed these properties a number of times, that information is on file, but I'm not exactly sure that's the case.
We don't have any access to any prior information, so it's good to make a complete appeal every year.
Okay. Yes, I did include photos.
Our information is limited to what you present to us at this time. So, I think you have good information.
Okay. Anyway, there's just I just wanted to make a comment in terms of the quantity of sales, again, for the parcels that were much lower than the assessed value on my property and lower than what I feel is fair. But I want to comment on a comment that I got in the assessor's report that I find very, very confusing, and it kind of distorts the actuality. And he says higher assessed values equal a lower tax rate. And I think most people would interpret that as lower taxes. And I think that kind of distorts it, because I've lived here since 1979, and never has a higher assessed value translated into a lower tax rate, or not tax rate, but tax dollars.
So you did get some information from the assessor's office.
I haven't this time. I have several years past.
Oh, okay.
And they don't provide me any relevant information. I've asked for it in terms of how they calculate comparables, and they can't mathematically even explain it to me.
Yep.
Isn't surprising. Okay. I think we have enough information.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for hearing this, and I appreciate it.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.